Chazor zeichen nishma pachy cheskha shagav and b'mihuda m'sechah sanhedrin daf kuf yud gimel. The Mishnah said kisvei ha-kodesh yigonzu. The Gemara says Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Eliezer, who says in the Braisa that if a city has even one mezuzah in it, it cannot be made into an eir nidachas. Mishnah of Shimon Omer that Omer ha-kodesh baruch hu v'chulu. Maybe we can say the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Lida and Rabbi Akiva is based on the concept of Rabbi Oven and the name of Rabbi Bela, who says that when a klal is written as an assay and the prat is written as a lois assay, we do not darshan a klal of prat. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Lida agrees with this and therefore says that the city may not be rebuilt or even used as an orchard, whereas Rabbi Akiva disagrees with this and therefore darshan a klal of prat, which teaches that it may not be rebuilt in the way it was, but it may be used as an orchard. And for the Gemara, no, maybe that everyone agrees with Rabbi Oven. And the machlokes is how to darshan the word oid. Rabbi Yosef Lida says that this teaches that this area may not be used for any purpose ever again, whereas Rabbi Akiva says it may not be used as the way it was as a city, but it may be used for a different purpose. So Gemara Vayter, Brisa says if the Erni Dachas had trees, the detached ones are usher, but the ones still attached to the ground are mutter. With regard to another city, even the attached trees are usher. What does this mean? The other city? Rav Chisda said the other city refers to Yericha, in which case everything had to be destroyed. Zachmar Vaita, the Pasuk says that Yeshua instituted a curse for anybody who would rebuild Yerichai and said that the person's oldest son will die with the laying of the foundation and his youngest son will die when he puts up the gates at the completion of the city, and all his other sons will die sometime in between the two. Abraisa says this curse included building a city on the place of Yerichai, even if it would be called by a different name, and building a city even if a different place, but it was given if it's given the name of Yerichai. In fact, the Pasuk says that Chiel built a city called Yerichai on a different place, and his oldest son died at the laying of the foundation, his youngest son died at the setting of its gates. Abraisa says that Chiel's Bechar, Aviram, was a Rasha, and therefore his death would not have made him think that he was going to be subject to this curse. However, with the death of his other sons, and finally of his youngest son, Siguv, he should have realized that he became subject to the curse for naming a city Yerichai. The order of the Parshias in the Navi is the story of the terrible barbarians of Achav, followed by the story of Chiel, followed by Eliyahu announcing that there would be a prolonged drought in Eretz Yisrael because of the barbarians of Achav. What's shot over here in this order? The reason why the story of Chiel is placed in between the other two is because Achav and Chiel were close friends. Achav and Eliyahu went to be Menachem Avil Chiel after the loss of his sons. Achav said maybe the curse of Yeshua included the building of a city, even if somewhere else, but if they give it the name Yerichai. Eliyahu said, you're correct. Achav said, if the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu, who said that if the Yidden worship Avodah Zarah, there will be no rain, has not been fulfilled, because I have set up Avodah Zarah all over, and yet there's plenty of rain, should I think that the curse of his Talmud Yeshua has been fulfilled? Eliyahu immediately swore that there will be no rain or dew unless he said, Eliyahu davened to Hashem and received the key to rain. After making this oath, Eliyahu was told by Hashem to go and hide by the Kris River. The Pasuk says that the ravens would bring him bread and meat every morning. Rabbi Yehuda Nimrav said that this meat was actually taken from Achav's kitchen. After some time of the drought, when Hashem saw the suffering of the people, and yet Eliyahu was not going to allow rain to fall, Hashem caused the Kris to dry up and told him to go to Tsarfas and be supported by a widow over there. When the widow's child died, Eliyahu davened to get the key of Tchias HaMesim to bring the child back to life. Hashem said, I have three keys that I give to no one. Childbirth, rain, and Tchias HaMesim. I've already given you one. If I give you a second one, people will say that the Talmud has two keys and the Rebbe has one. Give me back the key for rain, and I'll give you the key for Tchias HaMesim. That is when Hashem told Eliyahu, go to Achav and tell him that the drought's going to end, because now I am going to bring rain. Rabbi Yossi Dashan and Zipari, Eliyahu was a kapton, someone who takes exception to misconduct, as can be seen by the strict response to Achav's misconduct. Eliyahu would come every day to visit Rabbi Yossi, but when he dashed this, he didn't come for 3 days. When he returned, Rabbi Yossi asked him, why didn't you come? Eliyahu said, you called me a kapton. Rabbi Yossi said, from the fact that you didn't come, it proves to me that you're taka kapton. Mishnah and Rov lo yidbak biyodcha me'uma min acherim v'chulu. Which Rishama is the Mishnah referring to? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi said it's referring to thieves. A braisa dashes psukim to teach that when a rasha comes to the world, anger comes to the world. When a rasha is lost from the world, good comes to the world. On the other hand, when a tzaddik is lost from the world, bad comes to the world. When a tzaddik comes into the world, good comes to the world. Hatnalach perik chelek, hatnalach mesechta sanhedrin, mazal tov, mazal tov, mazal tov.